Good morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's my honor to be able to share with you a brief message from God's Word each morning this week. How can you experience true joy and happiness as you travel through life? More folks seek the answer to that question than just about any other question, and we have the answer and are sharing it this week as we discuss the recipe for true and pure joy according to the Word of God. Earlier this week, we learned that prerequisites for true joy and happiness in our lives comes from walking in truth, expressing love in our hearts, and confronting and overcoming trials. Today, we branch out to discuss the joy that comes only from a true conviction of faith. In Philippians 1, the Apostle Paul considers whether it is better for him to die and gain his eternal reward or continue to live for the cause of Christ. Within this context, Paul states in verse 25, "And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith." Paul recognized the imminent joy of faith in Christ Jesus and the abounding hope that accompanies it. Every person who has lived and labored on God's green earth knows the uncertainty and anxiety of doubt. And so it should be no surprise that ultimate joy in life can only be achieved through placing one's faith, trust, and confidence in a power greater than ourselves. That is, in fact, the very thing for which Paul prayed would fill the Roman brethren. In Romans 15, verse 13, it says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." It is only through this unyielding, unabashed faith in God and in His Son as our Savior that we can be filled by the power of the Holy Spirit with true joy, peace, and hope. The Apostle Peter also referenced this boundless joy which dwells only in the hearts of those of faith. In 1 Peter 1, verse 3, speaking of Jesus, he says, "Whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls." This passage is especially relevant to us today. We have not with our own eyes seen the risen Lord, but yet we love him. And though we do not see him now, we have faith that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And in recognition of that reward, the salvation of our souls, we foresee the fullness and culmination of our faith and trust in him. And in so doing, Peter says, we rejoice with a joy inexpressible and full of glory. What a beautiful thought, one that sustains our hearts and minds no matter what storms may come. Imagine you were present on the day the Lord ascended from this earth into the clouds of the sky and into heaven itself, as recorded in Luke 24. In verse 52, Luke records that the disciples who witnessed this glorious sight, quote, "worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy." I can palpably envision their excitement and faith, free from doubt, because of the great scene they had witnessed. This great joy, as experienced on that day of anticipation, can only be shared by those who longingly await and firmly believe in his return. There cannot possibly be any greater joy than the joy of a faithful Christian who believes steadfastly that our Lord has gone to prepare a place for us for all eternity. I thank you for listening this morning and hope you'll join us each morning the rest of the week as we continue to discuss the recipe for true biblical joy. We invite you to worship with us at Oakland Church of Christ. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Wednesday evenings as well for Bible study at 7 p.m. May God bless you as you voyage through life today.